This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board yesterday announced it has recovered the charred but functionally intact cockpit voice and data recorders from the Continental Airlines 737 that ran off a runway at Denver International Airport Saturday. Investigators interviewed passengers during the day Monday. Chief Investigator Robert Sumwalt said tasks remaining include interviewing the pilot, who remained hospitalized, and listening to the voice recording. Some passengers told reporters Continental had announced the flight would be delayed by engine problems, then reversed the decision and announced the plane would push back from the gate on time. Sumwalt declined to confirm those reports on Monday. Airshow performer Patty Wagstaff has issued a statement in regard to her July 31st problems at AirVenture 2008 and the resulting sentencing on Friday in Wisconsin. She says in part, quote, "To the extent that my actions brought undue or unwanted attention to EAA or the local community, I am truly regretful. I have accepted personal responsibility for my actions by pleading no contest to the remaining reduced charges. Looking ahead, I am focused on getting back to work for my fans and supporters as soon as possible," unquote. Todd Simmons, VP of Marketing for Wagstaff sponsor Cirrus Design, issued a statement of support, which says in part, quote, "Our support of Patty has been unwavering, and the outcome of this particular incident only serves to strengthen our commitment," unquote. The Bush administration's Transportation Department is heading into its last 30 days on the job under a court-ordered stay on any attempt to introduce slot auctions at busy New York airports. So, in an effort to accomplish whatever is still possible to fight congestion, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters has announced she'll try to work with the airlines on a voluntary reduction of operations at LaGuardia. The goal is to cut from 75 operations per hour to 71, a change DOT estimates would reduce delays by up to 41%, saving up to $178 million in delay-related costs every year. Peters notes, quote, "Too many flyers know that LaGuardia's delays are the worst in the world, and we want to use every tool at our disposal to help passengers stuck with this grueling congestion," unquote. The airlines and the public will have 10 days to comment on the proposal, which calls for the new lowered cap to take effect in April 2009 and last through October. You can find more details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill is calling for a truce between airlines and pilot unions to preserve ASAP, the Aviation Safety Action Program, and reminding both sides that passenger safety is in everyone's best interest. The voluntary program is supposed to offer pilots immunity from both FAA action and employer sanctions when they come forward to report safety issues. Pilots at four major airlines have dropped out of the program, claiming their companies have punished pilots who should have been covered by the program's immunity. To date, four major airlines, Delta, Comair, American, and U.S. Airways, have dropped out of ASAP over the dispute. Sturgill observes, quote, "Using safety as a chip at the bargaining table is unconscionable." Earlier this year, the FAA and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association initiated a similar program for controllers, ATSAP. Another similar program for maintenance workers is planned. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Stigma notwithstanding, corporate jets are still flying. NASA is in limbo till January 20th. And Boeing and Northrop sharpen their swords and pencils for the resumption of KCX bidding. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with 2008 National CFI of the Year Max Trescott about his new ebook, Learn to Fly. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.